KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have fog, 1/4 mile visibility here in Atlantic. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Our dense fog advisory in effect until 10 o'clock this morning. Visibility is 1/4 mile or to near zero has been reported across parts of western and central Iowa, and that fog is expected to persist into the mid-morning hours, gradually lifting from southwest to northeast. Driving will be hazardous due to the low and changing visibilities, so allow extra travel time and take appropriate precautions while driving. In the news, the search for a 15-year-old female missing since an accident Thursday morning in Crawford County has turned into a recovery mission. KTIV in Sioux City reports the search for the unidentified teen ended Friday night but was expected to resume this morning with several canine units and a dive team. The Western Iowa Expo building at the Crawford County Fairgrounds in Denison has been turned into a command center for the search. At around 7:25 p.m. Friday, the dispatch center of the Law Enforcement Center issued a call for all available EMS personnel to meet at the command center today at 8:30. Five dogs from Yankton, South Dakota, and from Ankeny are expected to join in the search. Three of the dogs are trained for water tracking, the other two for tracking on the ground. Crawford County Sheriff James Steinkuhler has said the search of the river would be from the fairgrounds on south, and he said he's confident of the thoroughness of the search of the river from the scene of the accident north of Denison to the fairgrounds. The sheriff said the search parties would work as late as they can today and hope to have success. The accident was reported around 3 a.m. Thursday in rural Crawford County. Authorities say the car was carrying five people when it ran off a rural road into the river. Four of the people in the car reached safety on their own or were rescued and taken to the Denison Hospital. Deputies, firefighters, and a dive team searched the river and its banks until 11:15 p.m. Thursday, but had to stop because of heavy fog. They resumed Friday morning, but again, that search was called off Friday night. Red Oak police arrested two men on separate drug and assault-related arrests Friday night. 20-year-old Brandon Matthew Frazier of Red Oak was arrested at around 11:40 p.m. in the 1800 block of East Summit Street for possession of drug paraphernalia. Frazier was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $300 cash bond. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies assisted in the arrest. At around 9:30 p.m. Friday, Red Oak police, assisted by Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies, arrested 44-year-old Roland Charles Chapin Jr. of Red Oak for simple assault following a report of an altercation involving several individuals in the 300 block of East Joy Street. Two victims had minor injuries as a result of the altercation, but were not hospitalized. Chapin Jr. was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $300 bond. Authorities say the case remains under investigation and additional arrests may be possible. A man who is believed to be responsible for the destruction of headstones, monuments, and other damage at the Clarinda Cemetery early Thursday morning has been arrested. Authorities said yesterday 27-year-old Marshall Lewis Field of Pleasant Hill faces charges that include reckless driving, failure to maintain control of a vehicle, and leaving the scene of an accident and violating accident reporting requirements. Field was allegedly driving a 2006 Chevrolet Equinox that entered the Clarinda Cemetery, careened out of control and struck several monuments, causing an estimated $20,000 in damages to those monuments. The accident, which was discovered around 5 a.m. Thursday, caused about $5,000 damage to the vehicle. The driver had left the scene on foot. All reports have been forwarded to the Page County Attorney for review and initiation of subsequent court action. A traffic stop Thursday afternoon on Interstate 80 northeast of Council Bluffs resulted in one man being arrested on drug charges and another cited. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office says a deputy pulled over a Toyota Tundra pickup on I-80 at around 2 p.m. because the vehicle had illegal dark-tinted windows. After approaching the vehicle, Deputy Brian Miller noticed an odor of marijuana coming from inside the truck. A probable cause search was conducted, during which Miller found the driver, 24-year-old Justin James Castillo of Truckee, California, in possession of 3.8 pounds of marijuana packaged in four individual plastic bags. Castillo was arrested for possession and or delivery of a controlled substance, marijuana, and booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail. A passenger in the vehicle, 23-year-old Andrew Thomas Rowley of LaGrange, Illinois, was cited for possession of drug paraphernalia and released. Police in Shenandoah Thursday night arrested a woman on drug charges following the canine unit search of a residence in the 200 block of West Grant Avenue in Shenandoah. Officials said 37-year-old Rhonda Allison Howard of Shenandoah was arrested at around 6:20 p.m. for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. Howard was being held at the Page County Jail on $1,000 bond. Taking a look at our funeral announcements this morning on KJAN. Avis Marie Peters, age 92, of Atlantic, died January 14th at Atlantic Specialty Care. Funeral services for Avis Peters will be today at 10:30 at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Lila Judd, age 100, of Des Moines and formerly of Atlantic, died January 14th at Wesley Acres in Des Moines. Funeral services for Lila Judd will be today at 10:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Velma Fern Peterson, age 98, of Anita, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Velma Peterson will be today at 10:30 in the chapel at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Roger Berg, age 63, of Fontenelle, died January 11th at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. A celebration of life service for Roger Berg will be today at 11 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home has the arrangements. Priscilla Ann Jacobson Hansen, age 84, of Elkhorn, died December 25th at the Salem Lutheran Homes in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Priscilla Jacobson Hansen will be today at 2 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Thomas Matzey, age 63, of Des Moines, died January 13th at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Thomas Matzey will be today at 2 o'clock at Hastings Funeral Home in Perry. Clarence Ed Henderson, age 80, of Panora, died Monday at Panora Specialty Care. A memorial visitation for Ed Henderson will be today from 2 until 4 p.m. at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Colleen Koch Rhodes, age 86, of Atlantic, died Tuesday. Memorial services for Colleen Rhodes will be today at 3 o'clock at the United Presbyterian Church, the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Christine McLaughlin, age 71, of Oakland, Nebraska, died Sunday at Oakland Mercy Hospital. Funeral services for Christine McLaughlin will be today at 3 o'clock at the Pauley Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Donald D. Anderson, age 86, of Atlantic, died January 16th at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Donald Anderson will be on Monday at 10:30 at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Kenneth Blazik, age 82, of Orient, died Wednesday at the Adair County Memorial Hospital in Greenfield. Funeral and Masonic services for Kenneth Blazik will be on Monday at 10:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Eleanor Graves, age 94, of Harlan, died Thursday. Funeral services for Eleanor Graves will be Monday at 11 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Lavita Mary Hansen, age 92, of Griswold, died Wednesday at the Griswold Rehab and Healthcare Center. Celebration of Life Memorial Services for Lavita Hansen will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Recon Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Dixie Sherm, age 95, of Avoca and formerly of Walnut, died Wednesday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Dixie Sherm will be on Tuesday at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Pauley Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Joyce Schroeder Amdor, age 74, of Defiance, died Thursday. A mass of Christian burial for Joyce Amdor will be on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at the St. Rose of Lima Church in Denison. Fannebecker Funeral Home of Denison has the arrangements. Esther Abbott, age 85, of Atlantic and formerly of Stanton, died Wednesday at the Stanton Care Center. Graveside services for Esther Abbott will be Wednesday at 11 o'clock at the Mamre Cemetery in Stanton. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Clifton Charles Moore, age 56, of Casey, died Friday at the Taylor Hospice House in Des Moines. Cremation will take place and a private family service for Clifton Moore will be held at a later date. Hockenberry Family Care of Adair has arrangements. And Onita Bridger, age 94, of Torrance, California, and formerly of Griswold, died January 16th in Torrance. Graveside services for Onita Bridger will be held at a later date in Griswold. The Green Hills Mortuary of Torrance, California, and Recon Dune Funeral Home of Griswold are sharing the arrangements. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.